Did you know you can go into a UPS store and have things printed in 3D now? They have a list on their website, theupsstore.com, of all the locations that currently do this. And like right now, there's the closest one to me is an hour away. But there was a bunch of news a week or two ago, like all the UPS stores, they're all going to start offering this service. And that's kind of neat. Some of these locations have been doing this for the past year now, but apparently a lot more are going to be joining up very soon. So I thought it'd be fun to call up some of these UPS stores and just ask a few questions about 3D printing. So let's give that a try.
The UPS store, this is Robert.
Hello, I have some questions about the 3D printing there.
Okay.
Can you tell me how much it's going to cost me to print an iPhone?
To print an iPhone?
Yes.
If you have a file for it, we can look at it, but, you know, it's not going to be a functional iPhone.
Well, why wouldn't it be functional? Why would I get it if it's not functional?
Because everything it prints is just made out of plastic.
No, it's 3D printing. It'll print, like, the screen and batteries and stuff, right?
No.
Did you guys just buy the cheap printer that doesn't do that stuff?
It's not a cheap printer.
Well, it sounds like it is. It can't even print an iPhone.
Well, you couldn't print an iPhone anyways because it's, you know, trademarked.
Well, I'll modify the file so the Apple logo isn't on it. So if I do that, can I print the iPhone?
Nope.
Why?
Because everything's printed out of ABS plastic.
Why are you being a dick about it?
I'm not.
It sounds like you are.
Well, it's just not realistic to print an iPhone.
I don't think you know how to use 3D printers, because, I mean, that's what they do. They print things in 3D.
If you'd send me a link of one, I would be happy to take a look at it. I've never seen it done.
Good afternoon. The UPS store. This is Vince. Can help you?
Hello. I have a question about your 3D printing.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering how much it would cost to print, like, a pack of cigarettes.
Well, I mean, the cost is based on the file, how much material is actually used to print the object that we're printing.
Okay.
We've printed iPhone cases that I guess would be kind of similar in small size that are... you know, like around $55 to print. If you wanted a quote, I'd be happy to give you a quote if you want to submit a file to me.
Well, that's more than a real pack of cigarettes. Like, are they going to taste better than just regular Camels, or?
No, they're not going to taste any better than regular Camels.
So it'll be the same, like just an exact copy?
Yeah, it just prints an exact copy. It prints it in ABS plastic.
Okay, but it will taste as good as regular cigarettes?
I wouldn't recommend smoking them, no.
Why?
Listen, if you want to talk seriously about 3D printing, I'd be happy to talk to you, but I don't have time for games.
I'm being serious. Why would I print cigarettes if I can't even smoke them?
Okay, thanks anyway.
What? Rude fucking people.
UPS store, how can I help you?
Hello, I have a question about your 3D printing.
Yes.
Can I print something that's, I mean, it's sort of copyrighted, but they don't make it anymore?
I'm not sure on that. I know we require it to be a CAD document in STL format. If you have something like that, we can print it. I'm not sure about the copyright, though. Let me double check on that.
Oh, well, we don't have to print the copyrighted logo. I want to print up a bottle of Crystal Pepsi. You know, they used to have that back in the 90s, I think, or maybe the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
But is that going to, like, I don't have the... formula for Crystal Pepsi. Is it going to taste like Crystal Pepsi?
I don't think it does liquids or anything like that.
Well, it has to, because that's what's in the bottle. It's going to be a glass bottle with Crystal Pepsi inside.
The 3D printer, it only makes things out of plastic.
Well, no, it's Pepsi. It's not plastic. Is it going to taste
as
good as the original Crystal Pepsi? Because, I mean, I don't know if you remember if you're that old, but it was delicious. It was amazing.
Right.
I just want to try it again.
Right, I understand. Our 3D printer only prints with the plastic that we have.
Okay. Well, I guess we could see how it tastes. How much will it cost?
I'd have to see the file before I could charge you for it or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be in there soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
I'm starting to think I'm just going to get the same answer at every store I call.
Thank you for calling the UPS store. This is Trevor. How can I help you?
Hello, I have a question about 3D printing.
Yes.
Okay, do we need to provide identification?
Like, when you email us the... Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, do I have to give you my driver's license to show you who I am or anything?
Oh, no.
Or I don't have to fill out paperwork or anything?
There's a form that has to get filled out.
Could I put a fake name on it?
I guess if you really wanted to, you could.
Okay, because I'm going to 3D print a gun.
Oh, no, and we can't do that.
Well, no, it'll work. I have the file. And I have the.
No, I'm saying we're not allowed to print any guns.
Oh no! Look, I'll slip you some extra money. I've got the file for the gun and the bullets.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We can't do that.
Why?
It's just policy. We can't print any guns.
That's a stupid policy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the way it is.
I'll give you $50 extra. Like, you know, you don't have to tell anyone.
I'm sorry. We can't do it.
Man, I really need a gun. I just need a gun. Like, tonight. I need a gun by the end of tonight.
We can't do it.
I really need a gun. What am I going to do?
Sorry.
Come on. I need a gun.
We can't do it. I'm sorry.
This is bullshit.
All right. You have a good day.
Can you 3D print plutonium?
Plutonium? No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Can I just provide, like, a... I'll provide like a lead line container and we'll just 3D print the plutonium into it.
Alright, well, yeah, I'm sorry we can't print any guns and I don't even know. Yeah, we can't do that, I don't think.
You can't do plutonium?
No.
What about bombs?
No.
Why?
It's because.
That's stupid.
Is there anything else you need?
Well, you haven't helped me with the first things I need yet. I need to print a gun and plutonium.
Yeah, sorry, we can't do that.
Okay, is it self-serve? I mean, can I just come in there and use it?
And use what, the printer?
Yeah.
No, you have to send us your file, and we have to pull it through our, like, software and do all that through our computers.
I'll bring my own computer in and just hook it up to the printer.
Yeah, you can't
and
do that.
You guys are going to need to, like, take a smoke break while I quickly print it up.
All right, well, if there's something else I can help you with, you have a good day.
All right, I'll just take my business elsewhere, whatever. What else could I print?
Yes, Lord, Chad speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, I have a question about 3D printing.
Sure.
How much would it cost to 3D print a glass of water?
A glass of water? The cup, or... Because we can print liquid, yeah.
No, but I want to print the liquid, too.
Yeah, we're not able to print the liquid. It's a solid, yeah. It's not an actual 3D.
Oh, it's not a 3D printer, then?
Yeah, well, it's a 3D, sorry, but it doesn't print like liquid. It can print like the level, and it's basically a solid piece within, but it's not going to be liquid on the inside. It's not
going
to be water.
Do you require, like, is there an age limit on, you know, how old I have to be to use it?
No, you just need to send in a CAD file, and we'll be able to print it out. We'll see
okay.
if file is compatible, and
Perfect.
We work with you with that.
Because I want to print a six pack of beer.
You're not able to do something like that.
No, it works. I saw it on Voyager. They like print themselves glasses of wine and stuff.
This one is just ABS plastic that we print out, yeah.
So, like, if I print out wine, is it going to be synthetic wine, or is it going to be real wine, like, made from grapes?
No, it's not going to be wine, or there's no liquid that prints out. It's
okay.
Just ABS plastic.
I don't want that synthahol shit, or whatever they called it on Voyager. I want, like, actual... I want to get drunk.
You probably have to buy that at the store, yeah.
No, well, I can't. I'm not old enough. They won't sell it to me. So I'm going to come in, and I'm going to 3D print
sorry,
it.
Sorry, no. We're not able to do that for you if you're not old enough to buy alcohol.
I'll slip you like $10 or something.
No.
$20 for a six pack of beer.
What it is, it's just plastic. It's not alcohol. It's not liquid. We don't print the liquid.
No, I have the file and it's got liquid in the file.
No, this one won't do that.
No, it will. It will. I know how 3D printing works. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, this one doesn't do that.
You just don't know how to use it. I'll come in there and I'll show you how to use it. In return, you can 3D print me a six-pack of beer.
I'm not going to do that for you.
Why?
Because it doesn't print liquid.
All right.
It's just ABS plastic that it prints out.
How much would it cost to print a AA battery?
For that, it'll be just the shape of the battery, but like I said, yeah, it's not nothing that'll be able to use. There's, we can print like gears, we can print like solid material, but nothing that contains any liquid or anything.
Yeah, well, battery doesn't contain liquid, so I'm sure that'll work.
Well, so, there's battery acid on the inside on some of them.
Oh, well, you quit pretending. Quit pretending you know how batteries work. You're just a lowly UPS store employee. Now I'm going to print batteries and save money on batteries, so I won't have to buy batteries anymore. I'll just print them.
How are you going to get the batteries to print out? You can't charge. It's just ABS plastic that we print out. It's not regular metal.
No, my file has more than just the plastic stuff in it. My file has everything. How big can you print?
8-inch by 8-inch by 6-inch.
Because I was going to print a Stargate. Can we just scale the Stargate down so it's just 8 inches tall? And I could just put my hamster through it or something?
No.
Okay, if I print a Stargate, will it work with other existing Stargates throughout the galaxy? Or will I have to print my own receiving Stargate to enable to teleport things?
No, it's just, you're not able to, it's just ABS plastic that we print out. There's no other materials or special effects that come with our 3D printing.
No, I've got a file, and it prints Nakwita. Weapons-grade Nakwita.
Awesome. Yeah, our file's not able to do that.
No, it's my file. I'll send you the file, and it'll print out a Nakwita Stargate.
Yeah, no, we're not able. It's just, like I said, it's
ABS. Oh my God,
ABS,
you're useless. What the hell? All right, thanks anyway.
You're welcome.
I'll take my business elsewhere.